The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is, and welcome back, December 8th, 2021, as we head into our second of our three-hour daily tour. It is a delight to welcome back a dear friend, Karen Taylor Robeson, who is a candidate for governor, running for governor here in Arizona. I have known, well, our families have known each other for probably something like 80 years. You guys know a little bit of my biography. I've been engaged in a lot of battles. I got to tell you, one of the reasons, of course, I like Karen so much is not just because of we being such good friends over the years and decades, but really, I have to tell you, in all those battles I was thinking about it, she has joined me in every single one of them, whether it's protecting our children's mental health, improving education systems. It's kind of like what one of James Madison's biographers said about James Madison. When you knock on his door, there's always someone home. Karen Taylor Robeson is always answering the door when people knock. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing great, Seth. Thank you for having me on today.
You betcha. Anytime, all the time. And when you become governor, you'll be here too, Karen. A couple things in the education subject I wanted to raise with you. We had a conversation. We'll get to the cameras in the classrooms in a second, which is big in the news. But we had a conversation on air with some listeners yesterday, talking about how not even adult friends can pass the basic civics test that immigrants have to pass in this country. I said, you know, we in Arizona tried to do something about that, and we were actually the leader on that. And I was saying that to him. I thought, when I say we, it really kind of starts with the work you commenced here in Arizona. Do you want to say something about that, Karen?
Well, absolutely, Seth. I'm a mother of four, and so education has been near and dear to my heart for over 20 years now, just getting my kids through school. And many years ago, well over a decade ago, as a member of the Joe Foss Institute and ultimately as its board, we came to the conclusion that we had to do something, and we had to do something big so that our kids could learn about the great history of our country. And so we started the Civics Education Initiative that requires every high school senior in Arizona, requires them to pass the same test that immigrants to our country have to pass. And Arizona was the first state to pass it. It was Governor Ducey's first piece of legislation that he signed into law. And then we took our show on the road, mm-hmm. and with a lot of help from a lot of people.
I remember being in your living room doing this, raising funds for this. You betcha.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Many donors in Arizona stepped up to help us throughout the country. And today I'm proud to report that in 33 states, they have similar legislation or similar requirements so that high school seniors across the country have to take the same test that the immigrants take to become citizens. And our best estimate is we have now about 3 million high school seniors every year having to take that test. Now, that being said, it's a good start. We got a lot more work to do in the civics education front. So this is an all-hands-on-deck requirement, and it's not something you can just do and be done with.
No.
It's something that we have to continue to do.
Absolutely. Ronald Reagan taught us that. You know that speech he gave about freedom isn't handed down, we have to teach it, you know, it can be lost.
That's
in
right.
a single. You know, first time he said that was in Phoenix in 1961. It's the first time he said it. I always thought we kind of owed him a special salute and protection of that thought. Speaking of freedom, are we trying to become the Shenzhen province? Are we trying to become Beijing? What is all this about now putting kids on camera in the classrooms? What is this nonsense?
Well, I tell you, our schools are the problem. You know, parents absolutely have a legitimate concern about what their kids are and aren't being taught in school. Parents want schools to tell the truth. And so, again, as a mother, I want to know what's going on in my kids' schools. But the last thing I would do is put cameras in the hands of the school administrators so that they can build, you know, there's an awful lot of legitimate concern about the Scottsdale School District and the school board and the dossier being compiled against parents.
Yeah.
Well, if we put cameras in the hands of the very same schools, they're going to build dossiers on our children. And that is the last thing I want. I mean, if that's what you want, go to North Korea or China, where they have cameras everywhere and they watch every one of our moves.
I think it's an awful idea from an educational perspective as well as a moral political one. I haven't done the recent research, but, you know, I've been, for reasons you well know, I've been doing federal education policy for, I don't know, better part of more than 20 years. And the studies I saw when, I mean, these proposals come up every once in a while. There's really nothing new in education reform. There is bad stuff, but there's not new stuff. And I remember some of the studies, Karen, that said that the solutions that the cameras in the classrooms try to resolve, or the problems they try to prevent actually shifts the problem elsewhere. So if it's, for example, discipline, what they saw were spikes of discipline problems in places where the kids knew the cameras weren't, and it increased it. If the problem had to do with children who were too reticent to speak up in class or too fearful to say perhaps the wrong thing or engage in a dialogue, because children often are naturally shy anyway, this put a damper on their expression as well. I don't know that it's even a very good pedagogical idea.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, it falls into the category of unintended consequences.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to mention the cost and the expense of doing this,
right?
The last thing I want to do is grow the expenses that you know, don't add to, you know, the educational outcomes of our children. And I think, you know, when it comes to school transparency, the answer truly is more engagement from Arizona moms and dads.
Absolutely.
And you know, parents who want to get involved in their kids' education, the last thing they should be called is domestic terrorists,
yeah,
like the Biden administration,
yeah,
you know, the Department of Justice,
right,
would like to call involved parents.
You bet.
So that's the last thing that we need. And you know, Arizona has been a leader in choice in education, and I believe that with greater choice, parents will be able to take their kids and put them into any school they want. And they can put them into schools where the administrators welcome the input of parents as opposed to shunning the input of parents. And so as governor, I will do everything that I can to continue to make Arizona, you know, the state where school choice is paramount.
You know, Karen, thank you for saying that. Choice, you bet. Educational freedom. It just doesn't seem to me that surveillance matches the concept of freedom, right? I mean, this is where you're coming from. On this, we are told that, well, you know, don't overstate it, guys. We can just destroy the tapes every 5 weeks or every 6 weeks or every year or something like that. And I'm thinking, my gosh, are you guys reading the newspapers about what people are doing when we don't have camera footage? I mean, it's, you know, disclosing information about people. I'm not trusting these people to destroy anything. I think I have seen enough of the destruction of our children's education. I'm not trusting them to destroy the tapes that they're making on our kids, though.
That's right. It's the fox guarding the hen house.
That's right. That's right. Karen, the parents that do want to be so involved in their children's education from curriculum on up, and what we saw coming out of Loudoun County in Virginia was a breath of fresh air and I think a great wake-up call. And it revolves around really two kinds of things, right? It comes to COVID mandates, but it comes to the teachings of racialism as well, critical race theory or whatever people want to call it. I don't care. We all know what it is. We tried to pass a law to ban it here. And because of the way the law was written, the Supreme Court in Arizona didn't uphold it. But that doesn't prevent the legislature from rewriting it and the next governor from re-signing it, does it? A ban on CRT?
That's correct.
Okay.
And, you know, again, I go back to empowering parents,
yep,
and families by, you know, giving them the freedom to take their child to whatever school best meets their needs.
Good.
And that way, parents will know what their children are being taught. And if they don't like it, you know, if a school is going to teach critical race theory, take your kid out and move them somewhere else. And that will then force the schools that are teaching those things to our children and indoctrinating our children, they're going to have to change their ways because parents won't stand for it. Neither will I as governor.
Good for you. And thank you for saying that. We spend billions of dollars in this state on education. I think it's in the neighborhood of $8 billion. You would know better. But, Karen, the image I have is that we take those dollars and we strap them to the backs of the students, and the parents direct those students and those dollars where they want. Isn't that kind of the image we're going for here?
Absolutely. we're going to empower families to choose the best educational option for their children. In fact, it's already happening in Arizona. Over 50% of our students are going to schools other than the ones they're assigned. And about 20% of our kids are in charter schools.
That's right.
And we have charter schools with waiting lists. We have to empower the schools that are performing and producing and that parents are choosing. We have to be able to, allow them to scale so that they can provide, continue to provide options for our kids.
Nicely put. I understand why the teachers' unions are against these things. It's an embarrassment to see that people are standing in line waiting, and by the way, wanting to pay a little bit to get out of the school they've been assigned to. It's an embarrassment to what they've created. It really is, I think.
It's a disservice to our kids. We have a system that is designed for the adults and not the kids.
Yeah, that's
and we have to change that paradigm.
That's a great point. I've never heard it said that way. I love that. If you want to learn more about Karen Taylor Robeson's candidacy or biography, her website is karenforarizona.com, and for is actually spelled out, F-O-R. Karen is K-A-R-R-I-N, F-O-R, Arizona.com. I know how busy you are on the hustings there, but I had to get you in on this because people were saying, where are we on this cameras in the classrooms kinds of things? Pretty simple answer. We're against it.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, Karen Taylor Robeson. Godspeed to you. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk soon.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.